Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, crypto markets rebounded rapidly after a flash crash that wiped nearly $20 billion from open positions following a massive tariff announcement. Institutional buyers stepped in as key tokens recovered and meme coins surged, while protocol upgrades and strategic acquisitions underscored renewed innovation amid ongoing volatility. On October 13, 2025, market turbulence triggered massive liquidations when President Trump announced a steep tariff increase on Chinese imports, sparking panic among traders. Bitcoin fell from a high of $121,000 to a low of $109,000 before recovering to around $115,000. Ethereum similarly dipped to roughly $3,686 before rebounding to approximately $4,138. Nearly 200,000 traders were liquidated with losses totaling over $20 billion in long positions, but short covering and selective accumulation have driven the recovery. In the altcoin arena, XRP bounced back with an 8% rise bolstered by strong institutional inflows, restoring $30 billion in market value. Cardano and Dogecoin led the recovery among altcoins following a $19 billion reset, with Dogecoin climbing by around 11%. Meme coins experienced a notable surge as tokens like Pengu, Dogwifat, and Pepe recorded double-digit gains that pushed the meme coin market cap to nearly $69 billion. Meanwhile, Synthetix's native token soared by over 120% in anticipation of a new perpetual decentralized exchange launch on Ethereum. Institutional confidence was further demonstrated by Marathon Digital Holdings, which purchased 400 bitcoins for approximately $46 million from FalconX, increasing its total holdings to over 53,000 bitcoins. Binance encountered operational challenges during this period when Athena's synthetic dollar briefly dropped to 65 cents on its platform due to an illiquid order book. In response, Binance announced a compensation package of $283 million for affected users and implemented a new pricing model for wrapped assets such as wrapped Beacon Ether and Binance staked SOL. Additionally, Hyperliquid activated its HIP3 upgrade on the same day, enabling the permissionless creation of perpetual futures markets by staking 500,000 HYPE tokens. Macro pressures also weighed on sentiment as escalating tensions between the United States and China, underscored by China's restrictions on rare earth exports and further tariff threats, added uncertainty. Tether CEO Paolo Arduino reinforced confidence by stating that Bitcoin and gold will outlast any other currency, while the crypto community mourned the loss of Ukrainian trader Konstantin Galich, a stark reminder of the pressures faced during volatile times. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.